You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Matt George. Welcome into a Thursday edition of Locked On Kings. This is your off-season hub, the place you want to check in every single weekday, because I promise you, you're going to hear new news, conversations, stories, interviews, all that pertaining to an absolutely incredibly insane off-season that we are going to be in for. Trust me, I'm telling you right now, this off-season, we're going to be talking about years from now as either the off-season where the Kings turned it around or where once again it all fell apart. My name is Matt George. I'm a radio host for Sports 1140 KHDK. I also work as a multimedia journalist and producer for that station. That is the flagship radio station of the Sacramento Kings. And if you're in the Sacramento area or you listen to the station, you would have heard me hosting the Grant Napier Show with Doug Christie. You should recognize both those names. Grant Napier is the play-by-play TV broadcaster for your Sacramento Kings. Doug Christie, former King in his own right, now the new Kings TV color analyst. I had the opportunity to work with Doug yesterday. And today, I will also be working with him tomorrow from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock Pacific time. I hope and I encourage you to get the opportunity or get the chance to listen to that show. We dive in and plenty of Kings talk in that show, but also talk a lot of national stuff. If you are a national sports fan, KHDK is a great listen. All three of our local shows on KHDK do a great job of focusing a lot on the Kings, but also spreading its wings and talking about all of the national news happening in the world of sports. But also the Locked On Podcast Network is a great place as well. If you're a national sports guy, you can listen to Locked On NBA, which covers everything that has to do with the NBA. Specifically, they're diving in headfirst with all the playoff action going on right now. You can also listen to Locked On MLB, which is all baseball. Locked On NFL, they're still recovering from an incredible NFL draft that we just went through. This podcast network is absolutely the right place to be. Because I've been spending so much time on the air on KHDK with Doug Christie, I thought I'd bring you a little chunk of that here to the podcast. We had a conversation today, earlier today, with James Hamm. He's the insider for the Kings for NBCSN, and you are going to hear our conversation with him, and we talked about the importance of this offseason. I'm going to play that for you, and you'll be able to hear directly from James Hamm, who is inside. I mean, he's around everything for the Sacramento Kings. He's at every single practice, every single game, has a good connection with a lot of the players, the front office. So he will know, and he's going to provide a lot of great information. You'll be also able to hear my questions, my takes, and Doug Christie. He fancies himself a coach from time to time, but he'll be asking some questions and weaving his opinions in there as well. So I'm going to be playing that for you in just a little bit. Before that, I need you to do me a favor. First off, if you have any takes or questions about the Sacramento Kings, send them to me at MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter. You can also email them to me, mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. And if you could do me another favor, that would be going on to iTunes whenever you get the chance. Even if you don't use that as your place of listening to music or podcasts or what have you, go to the iTunes store, create an account really, really quick. All you have to do is leave a very, very brief review of the podcast. Out of 5 stars, give us a star rating, and then if you could, just something you like, don't like, anything about that, any ideas that you have for the podcast, anything like that at all, any notes that you would have. We use that to get better and improve and gauge our audience every single day. We would love to get that feedback from you. Without further ado, I'm going to take a quick break here. We're going to listen to an ad read, and then we'll come right back, and we're going to have that interview that I had with Doug Christie and James Hamm earlier today on Sports 1140 KHDK.
As promised.
Okay, Matt George will get it together.
Matt George, you can get it together, too. As promised. The one and only, one of the best gingers in town, his name is James Hamm, NBCS Sports Bay Area Kings Insider. Hamster, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, DC? How are you?
Oh, man, me and Matt, we're just hanging out on a Thursday, hoping that my Mariners put the smack down on those A's tonight.
Not going to happen.
That's never going to happen.
Thank you.
6:45 pregame, 7:10 first pitch. This is the rubber match, by the way, you two. Ha, 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 ha.
With Manaea on the hill, you doomed.
Not so much. First loss is coming. you know, Ham, we wanted to – so we got this little – thing that we're going to cover today. It's called Where Do They Go Now? And we're going to cover San Antonio, Portland, Pacers, Washington, OKC, Wolves, Kings, and I thought about you. And I'm saying to myself, you know what? I got to get the insider on. As you look at the Kings right now, that's currently constructed. Questions need to be answered. Garrett Temple, Costa Kufis, do they opt in? Do they opt out? What happens there? Vince Carter, different questions. But we look at a core eight: Fox, Giles, Willie Cauley-Stein, Mason, Bogey, Justin Jackson, Heald, Scow. That's your core eight. You're going to put a draft pick in there. Where do the Kings go? Talk to us about the needs, maybe, and what you see going forward into next year.
Well, I think they're in a really interesting position because they have plenty of cap space in a season where there isn't a lot of cap space. There are some nice players, but a lot of restricted free agents, so that's going to be difficult to pry one of these big-name guys, an Aaron Gordon, someone like that, away from Orlando. But I think what they've done is they've positioned themselves to really keep their – not just their core eight, but hopefully, you know, a couple of veterans as well together for one more year, add some small pieces, and then really be players next year when they know what they need and they know what they want. I think this is a big season for a lot of these young Kings players, specifically a guy like Willie Cauley-Stein, who's a restricted free agent after this next season, and he's eligible for a contract extension this summer. But, you know, the Kings have a lot of questions. You know, you asked about Costa Kufis, you asked about Garrett Temple. I have no idea on either one of those guys whether they're going to opt in or opt out. I think early on I thought they would opt out. Just because I think that they could go get longer-term deals. But at this point, with the way that the money's tightened up in the NBA, I think there's a better chance that they opt in, and we're seeing a very similar core group with a couple of small pieces added this next season.
James, there seems to be so much weight carried on the shoulders of the Kings for this offseason. In my opinion, one of the biggest offseasons in potentially the history of this franchise, just because of the, like I said, the weight of all these decisions, how much they make. There could be a jobs lost or gained based off of this this summer. And then, of course, the fact that the Kings do not have a 2019 first-round draft pick as of right now, that provides a little bit more stress or pressure. In your mind, how important is this offseason for the future of the Sacramento Kings? And what out of anything would you put at the top priority list for Vlade and the Kings front office?
Well, my priority list for them has been the same as it was coming out of last summer. They walked into the season without a true starting level small forward, and they need a stretch four. So those two positions, I believe, have to completely be taken care of in this offseason. Now, you might not get the long-term answer at the small forward position. You might have to wait a year for that. It just really does depend on how they do in the draft, whether they move up in the lottery, whether they stay at seven, whether a player like Michael Porter Jr. falls to them at seven. All of these things are, you know, they're variables that you don't really know, and there will be stages. You know, May 15th is a big day. It's a day where we find out, yep, you know, where they will select, and then, you know, the draft, of course, coming around. But I think what Vlade really does need to do, and what Dave Yeager needs to do, is they need to look at this season a different way than they have the previous two. This is a season where wins and losses do matter, and that doesn't mean that they should be a playoff team or they need to be right there. What it means is you need to start showing that you can build towards something. 27 wins this year. You know, does that mean 35? Does it mean 37 next year? What is that next step that they have to take, the logical step, to show that they're improving and that they're a team on the rise? And then again, you should be able to assess this group. This, we talk about the core eight, but it will be at least nine, maybe even 10, with that early second round pick as well. You know, what do we need coming out of this? Because they have so much cap space and they have to spend wisely in the summer of 2019.
You know, Ham, when you talk about James Ham, NBCS, Kings Insider, Sports Bay Area, when you look at this bunch and you begin to try to evaluate the talent, in your eyes, I know Coach Yeager, passing, cutting, defensively, establishing the style of play that jumps out at you, and you know that that's Kings basketball. We're seeing it right now with the Utah Jazz. They can play a lot of different styles, but defensively they are absolutely locked down. You can see that. The game has moved to a pace and space and different thing. How do you see this group morphing, or what do you think stylistically is the approach of the Kings going forward?
Well, I really like the players, some of the players that they have in place. I do believe that they can start building around this, but I'll point out that it's really tough to develop an identity when, number one, you're missing a major piece on the floor. You do not have a legitimate starting level small forward. And this isn't, it's not a slight on Garrett Temple, who's 6'5".
Or stretch 6'5". Four.
Yeah. And again, the stretch four might even be more important, because the stretch four allows you to open up the spacing down low. So I really do believe that we need to see this team with the extra pieces this season, even if those pieces aren't the top of the line. I think really if this team would have walked into the 2017-18 season with Anthony Tolliver still on the roster, they would have been a much better team, just because you had a player who could play that stretch four position and just provide that little bit of spacing. Even if it was for 15-20 minutes a night, you need that player that can do that. So stylistically, you know, Jaeger does have a plan what he wants to do here. He just really does need the pieces to be able to do it. And instead of having the pieces, he was forced to rely on Zach Randolph for massive minutes early in the season. You know, he was forced to rely on George Hill until, you know, they moved him at the deadline. So I just want to see a little bit, some tweaks to the roster, and then I can get really into how this team is supposed to play.
James, you mentioned one of the biggest assets that the Kings have for this offseason is the amount of cap space they have in regards to everybody else in the league. Everybody's talking about the money that the Kings could throw out at potential free agents. You mentioned Aaron Gordon as well. There's also Julius Randle, Jason Tatum. Jabari Parker. There are players out there that the Kings could potentially throw max money at. However, what about the idea of the Kings potentially taking a massive contract on from another team who's looking to open up some cap space to make a move, and in turn taking maybe a draft pick or another quality player along with that? Do you think that's in the Kings' wheelhouse, or should they focus almost entirely on paying the guy that they want to go out and get?
No, because I don't think the player that they really want to go out and get. I think, like, if you look at this team, Aaron Gordon would make a lot of sense for this team. I think he would be a tremendous addition to this team. The problem is that Orlando's probably going to match any deal for Aaron Gordon, and so you're not going to be able to get him. So what do you do instead? And so I think, Matt, what you bring up there is probably the way that the Kings should go. They should look for a team that has a young asset, but also that has a bloated contract that they need to dump, so they can free up space. I mean, Doug and I have talked about the Washington Wizards multiple times. They've got a couple of old bigs that are way overpaid for what they're producing at this point in their career. Would it make sense for the Kings to take back Marcin Gortat or Ian Mienmi, and then be able to maybe get not only a draft pick from them, or maybe a young player like Kelly Oubre, who would fit what the Kings need, that 3-4, that guy who can instantly come in and be a bulldog on the court for you and play with force. So I think that would be the best sort of path for the Kings to improve, because I don't think that they're going to be able to go out and get some of these young guys. You know, again, Jabari Parker, you brought him up. He's a really interesting player, but again, he's coming off two massive ACL tears.
Right.
And you're going to end up paying a short-term deal for him, a 2 or 3 year make good contract, but you're still going to be looking at $12 to $14 million a year, at least for him. It's not going to be max money, but that's a huge risk for a team that already has a player in Harry Giles that has injury risks. And then it really would also, if you think about it this way, if Michael Porter Jr. is the guy who falls to them at 7 and they've got to take him, he comes with, you know, back surgery as a freshman in college. So how many injury risks can you take? Do you start looking like the San Francisco 49ers during the Trent Baalke era, where all you draft is injured players looking for value on the back end? And that's really tough.
That is the Ginger James Hamm, NBCS Sports Bay Area Kings Insider.
Great conversation there with James Hammond. My appreciation to KHDK for allowing us to use that audio. It's been a lot of fun for me being able to host the Grant Napier Show with Doug Christie for the past couple of days. If you are interested in listening and you're in the Sacramento area, just turn your radio to AM 1140. Or if you're outside the area, you can listen online, khdk.com at any time. Or you can go back on our KHDK app, which you download on any Android or Apple device. Just look up Sports 1140 KHDK. You will find our app. Download that and you can listen anywhere at any time to our show. That is a great place to listen. I encourage you again. It's great Sacramento Kings conversation and content, and we also branch out and talk NBA playoffs and everything else going on in the world of sports. That does it for me here today. Again, do me a humongous favor and go on to iTunes and leave a quick rating and review if you would. If you have any questions that you want to ask me for the podcast, any takes that you want to have, any responses to anything that James said about this offseason, I asked him an interesting question. We're going to dive more in depth about the idea of the Kings not spending a lot of money in free agency, but instead taking on a massive contract and maybe a young player or a draft pick. That could be an avenue they want to explore that not too many people are talking about. We will reiterate that and discuss that more here in the future on future podcasts. Also, for those of you who are new to this podcast, I promise you, this is absolutely the hub you're going to want to be at as we approach the draft lottery coming up in a couple weeks. We're going to break that all down right here on the Locked On Kings podcast as we approach the draft. Full previews with interviews right here on the Locked On Kings podcast. Summer league, training camp, doesn't matter. All summer long, this is the hub and this is the place that you want to be at for Kings news and Kings offseason coverage. That's going to do it for me here today. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you soon. You've been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.